What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on, because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off, but if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you no, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal. So let's say, for instance, you pay them $50 a day. That means you're paying them $50 a jar, which means you are making nothing.
Wait, break it down.
Let's say, for instance, out of this $20 or $18, it costs us $6, but let's say it's another $6 in expenses that we don't see. The packer, the shipper, the venue where you got to mix it, the little bit of loss, the systems, emails, whatever. Let's say it's another $6. And we have a profit of $6 per jar. If that person goes in to make sales and you have to pay that person $50 to make 10 sales, that means you make $10 because you're paying this person most of the profit for all the sales that they make.
The goal isn't to sell. The goal is to educate and have the people try, because the thing about CMOS, they're going to come back if they like it and if they get the benefits. So yes, up front, that day, yes, there's a loss, but the goal is to retain the customer so they keep coming back.
Okay, that's how you answer that question. Listen, when I push back and you hear it, that's how you answer it. I like that. Long term.
Yes.
You suck, your business sucks, and you'll never be successful. How many people paid you $5,000? You never lied to anybody? Okay, real quick. Anything you see in here? It's over, bro. What's your belief system? You're married, yes, to a woman, or you let your wife wear pants? When I ask you for something and you don't give it to me, are you knowing that you're lying to me?
Lying?
You cannot move being this comfortable. But you be in the crib and your drawers just like, hey, yo. My job is to make you fail. My job is to make you quit. My job is to make you cry. But if you survive it, success is on the other side. All right, cool. Let's jump into this. All right. Welcome to the hot seat. Yo, first off, when I walked out and saw you were the person in the hot seat, I said, oh, no, she's so sweet. And she's so, like, delicate. Mm-hmm. And I like you. Like, you are a cool person. So just promise me that. So this is going to be a good conversation, first off. But The clip that's pulled, just know it's for entertainment purposes only.
Okay.
And don't fight in the comments. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't try to defend yourself in the comments. These people are just here to comment. Mm-hmm. All right. So I just feel like I got to give you this prep talk because you're my buddy.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right. So go ahead and introduce yourself. And Kay, you can come on that side of the cameras. So yeah, that way. All right. So introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Brittany. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience.
I've heard that before. Where you get that from? I've heard someone say that before.
Who did I hear that from? Oprah.
She said that.
She was saying, how do she describe herself? She's not these roles she plays. She's a spiritual person having a human experience. But outside of that, some of the roles I do play, I'm a mother, I'm an entrepreneur, and I have a business called Herb and Flow, where I manufacture health food products.
Mm. And how many kids you got?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, how old are they?
Three and four. No, four and five.
Four and five. Okay, gotcha. All right. And how is it being a mom? Are you vegan, right?
Yes.
Do they got to be vegan too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are they cool with it?
Mm-hmm. They love it.
You sure they don't, like when they're at school?
They're homeschooled.
Are you going to homeschool them permanently or?
Right now, I'm really waiting until they're seven.
But then you'll put them in regular school?
Yes.
How would you feel if they had a ham sandwich at school?
I wouldn't feel no type of way. I feel like at the end of the day, I'm just creating the foundation. So they're still going to make decisions and choices on their own, but at least they know why we do the things we do.
And why do you do the things you do?
To better our health. Have a better outcome in life. Your health is your wealth. The better you feel, yes.
I had an argument with somebody about this. Mm-hmm. Your health is not your wealth. Mm-hmm. Your health is your health, and your wealth is your wealth. And they're two totally different things. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're entirely related.
Okay.
Can you do a better job at explaining how your health is your wealth than other guys?
Well, okay, so it's a cliche type of saying.
I agree.
But I think the meaning of it is your health can contribute to all aspects of your life. So wealth isn't just associated with being rich, yep, right? It's a accumulation of things. So your health really could have an impact on all areas of your life.
You did a lot better. Because the last guy was telling me that health is wealth. And I said, that's not true because you can be unhealthy and get wealthy. Mm-hmm. Or you can be like real healthy and be poor. So you did a good job though.
Thank you.
Okay. So how long have you been vegan?
8 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How'd you get into veganism?
How did I get into it? The thing that sparked it was watching What the Health. Yep.
That joint has changed lives. Yes. It changed my life for like 4 days. And I was like, I can't eat this stuff anymore. But then I just went back to it. Mm-hmm. But this isn't I'm asking you because you're vegan, yes? Not vegetarian, vegan.
Yes, plant-based. But it's all the same.
What's the difference?
Well, I still consume honey. So when you're vegan, they say don't no honey. So then I use the term plant-based. because I still use honey.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. But you don't, do you believe that veganism is a spiritual belief, like a religion?
Mm-mm.
Some people do. Or they associate it with a belief system, but you don't.
Nope.
Two totally separate things.
Yes.
Okay. What's your faith? What's your religion?
I'm a spiritual person.
Spiritual.
I believe in God. I believe in there is a creator, you know. But also do believe, too, as a human being, we do have powers. So what you think and how you feel also can bring forth things into your life.
So you believe in manifestation very heavily?
I wouldn't say very heavily, but I do understand how it can play a part in your life.
Okay. How does it play a part?
How does it?
Yeah.
Well, what you think, right? And what you feel is creating the energy. And we live in energy, right?
I'm sorry. What you think and what you feel creates an energy.
Yes. Okay. So it can be a high or a frequency, to be more specific. What you think and what you feel is creating a frequency. And if you think something bad and if you feel bad about it, now you're operating at a lower frequency, which can then make your day a lot worse, right? So you wake up in the morning, you stub your toe in the bed, you're like, ah, that hurt. And then now you go to the bathroom, you're brushing your teeth, and you got your shirt on, then you spill something on your shirt. And then, so now you're just going to have an accumulation of just bad energy throughout the day. But if you turn it around and if you wake up and be grateful, and then you take the day and you can turn it around because you're in control of like how you think and how you feel, right? So we can always either choose positive or negative.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you can choose positive things happening to you, and you could choose negative things happening to you. But yes. The choice is yours, essentially.
Yes.
Okay. You're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And how's business? What is your business?
I manufacture health food products. So I sell sea moss gels, herbal capsules, beverages, sea moss gummies to different stores here in the Atlanta area and the Michigan area.
Oh, what type of stores?
Health food stores.
So not like a large retail chain?
Yeah, not like Publix or Kroger, but more of the local health food stores.
Got it. And do you sell online too?
Yes.
Okay. What makes the most money, online or selling in stores?
Selling in stores.
Okay. So do you do consignment or do you sell it to them directly?
Depending on the store, some stores do a 30-day consignment. Other stores pay me right up front.
Mm-hmm. And they sell good?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have the best-selling products in the stores I'm in.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. What's your highest-selling product?
Sea moss.
Sea moss. Okay. Yes. And how do you make your sea moss?
What do you mean?
Is it gels or is it like a jelly or is it like a salad or?
No, it's a gel. So I do sea moss gel.
You would eat sea moss salads though, right? Or no?
I don't know if I haven't heard of
I'm
that.
I'm making that up?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody that does sea moss does gels?
Pretty much, or they do capsules or they do like sea moss gummies.
And what makes your sea moss different or better?
Just the way I make it and the energy I put out to it. So a lot of people, when you're in stores.
I'm sorry. You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion? Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference. No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies. Or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com, DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made,
Accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
The energy I put into it, so I'm saying that a lot of the
things. As an ingredient.
Ingredients, but also the labeling, right?
I'm saying, is there an energy you put in as an ingredient?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, positive energy, I do, you know, have my employee, when he make the products, listen to really good music and, you know, make sure he feel good when he's making the products.
But not praying over it?
No. Okay. Just of energy. You have to feel good because that can also get transferred over to the food.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. What makes it better other than the energy you put into it?
Well, I was saying that people will gravitate towards my product because there's a lot of different products on the shelf, right? I'm not the only CMOS supplier. Yeah. So what makes mine different, if you're visually looking at it, is the design, maybe the words I'm saying, the words I'm choosing to use, the message behind it, and people will gravitate towards that. Also the texture. Mm-hmm. So once you actually eat it and consume it, the texture is really different, easy to swallow. People tell me it tastes like applesauce, and then also the flavor. So I use herbal ingredients. So I have products that use like elderberry, hibiscus, and I blend these amazing herbs together to create a unique taste.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Have you had the Transformation Factory?
No.
You heard of it though?
Yes.
It does really well.
Mm-hmm.
Every CMOS I've ever had, it just didn't taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Yours tastes good.
Yes.
You should try it. Try your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to or no?
No, I would. I would.
Okay. I don't know what type of energy he puts in his joint, but I would imagine it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So you make good money doing this?
Yes.
About how much?
I make six figures.
Six figures?
I know it can range from $100,000 to $900,000. Yeah, but I'm on the lower end.
Early
I'm
not six like, figures?
You know.
Like getting over 100, maybe?
I would say a little over 100. But I'm not at the two. I'm not at two yet.
So I'm like closer to 110 or closer to like 170?
Like closer towards 170.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I guess you're selling to them wholesale, right?
Yes.
Man, which is not a lot of profit margin, huh?
To a degree.
To a degree what?
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to think about, there's profit. You have to make profit, right? So I'm not going to sell something that there's not enough profit margin.
Yeah.
Because I would be a bad business owner.
For sure.
Right? So yes, there is profit.
I know.
Although
profit,
I sell wholesale, you know.
Give me an example. The top selling thing you sell is gel.
Yes.
Comes in a jar?
Yes.
How much is that? How much?
It's a 16-ounce jar, and they range from the stores from anywhere from $29.99 to $35.99.
Okay. So a 16-ounce jar sells for less than
$29.99 or $35.99.
Depending on the store, the region, stuff like that. Okay.
Exactly.
And how much do you sell it to them for?
We typically do a 60-40 split.
So more consignment, not selling it to them.
Yeah, no. Well, they can still set their own price, but my suggested retail price will reflect my wholesale price, if that makes sense.
Your suggested retail price will reflect your wholesale price. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
So if I'm doing a 60-40 split, I'm saying, hey, this is the suggested retail price, and this is how much you will pay us per bottle. But the store can choose to set their own price. Do that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Let's okay. say the suggested retail price is $30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're saying you need 60% or 40% of this $30?
60.
You get 60% of the $30.
Yes.
So do they pay that when you deliver it or after they sell it?
Depending on the store. Some stores pay me 30 days after delivery, and other stores pay me up front.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Up front, do they pay you more?
Yes.
Like how much?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, up front should pay you less then.
No. That don't have anything to do with how much they pay me. Everybody pay me the same, depending on the store. Right.
Everybody can't pay you the same depending on the store. That just
I'm saying that there's no difference. You don't get a lower price because you're paying me up front.
But you're not giving me a price that you're selling it to them wholesale. You're saying a 60-40 split, mm-hmm. but that's not how you sell something.
For instance, if a store is selling the jars for $35.99, I'm getting $20 a jar.
And what percentage is that?
60-40.
So $20 is 60% mm-hmm. of 35.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I go in. This is my sale.
Yes.
The store has the right to, they can sell the jar for $50 and I would still sell it to them for $20.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. well, that's not 60-40. That mm-hmm. is you selling them a jar for $20.
Yes.
Which I'd be confused if I was a business owner mm-hmm. and you go and talking about 60-40s and splits. I'm like, whoa, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Because if I want to sell it for more, it's not 60-40. Mm-hmm. It's you get $20. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem confusing to you?
Yes, I can understand how that could seem confusing.
So your wholesale price, no matter what they do, mm-hmm. is $20. Mm-hmm. But if they're doing consignment, meaning you put it in the store first mm-hmm. and then they pay you later, they still give you $20 a jar?
Yes.
So why would someone ever buy it up front?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask the store owners. Well, because most stores that I'm in, they just pay me up front. The one store that pays me consignment is a bigger health food store.
Yeah.
So that's their
one store
rules.
They got chains.
Hmm?
They have multiple.
No.
Just one
but that's
store,
just their rule.
It's just bigger.
Yeah, they just say, hey, this is our policy. This is how we go about our payment processing. And I just say,
Are you talking to the owner?
Yeah. Well, the owner of that department, yes. There's different departments, different managers. It's a co-op store, so there's not just
Hold on.
One owner.
Owner of a department of
a store.
I'm
sorry, I messed up. There are different managers for different departments.
Yes.
There's a general manager, but the store in total is a co-op. So it's
co-op
owned by a community.
The one store is owned by a bunch of different people that mm-hmm. have different products. Dang, I'm so confused.
Okay, no, I think, okay, do you know what a co-op is? A co-op store, it's a community,
situations.
Like kind of community funded store. So say if there's the board of directors, the community can go in and vote on who they want the director to be if you're a member of the store.
Got it.
Yes. So there's no one owner, but there is a general manager who runs the whole store. Then there's managers who have different parts like a grocery, produce. Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Only one store does consignment.
Yes.
The rest of the stores, they just pay you up front.
Yes.
$20 a jar.
Yes.
Or do they pay you a different amount based on a different store?
Yes, I do receive different amounts from different stores.
Based on what you negotiate.
Exactly.
Got it. How many stores are you in?
Eight.
Eight stores. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning, I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8:00 Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak. You can be quiet. You don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet as kept, most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
And out of the $20 jar, how much does it cost you to make?
Roughly $6.
$6. So $26, that is, what is that? 10, 20, 30%?
Mm-hmm.
So 70% profit margin.
Yes.
So out of the, let's say $100,000, you'll make $70,000.
Yes.
Are you sure it only costs $6?
Okay. Uh-oh, this is when it gets
it's a little warm in here, ain't it?
Okay, so I'm not 1,000% sure, right, because the numbers fluctuate, and I'm also bringing in different employees, and I don't have to count in my employee pay into the actual production of the product, right?
Are you asking me or telling me?
Yes, I'm asking.
Okay, where did you initially get the $6 a jar from?
From the ingredients that take me to
right. Okay, I see. So it costs, let's say, 100 ounces. I got these products in there, including the jar. Are you including the jar?
The price for the jar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so including the jar, it's at $6.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you're not calculating employee costs and things of that nature?
Yes.
How many employees you got?
Two.
Okay. How much they work?
They work part-time. And I would say Randy worked anywhere from 15 hours a week. The new hire, it's not a time-consuming job, right? So with my first employee, he'll be working with me for 2 years in July. And I just pay him
part-time.
Yep. Okay. And I just pay him no matter what. Like last week, I didn't have the busiest of week, but he still get paid a flat fee every week, no matter if we get volume or not.
Mm.
So that's my way of, you know, enticing him to stay on board and see the potential of it, because I understand too that he has expenses.
I'm not mad at that. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like you make six figures? Does it feel like you make 170 something thousand? Based on what you thought it was going to feel like after I made six figures.
Yes. I got freedom.
You do have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You have money?
To a degree. Depends on what is
you
money.
You got media training or something? To a degree. Do you have money or not? Do you have like an abundance of cash flow? Or is it... Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When you pay yourself...
Mm-hmm.
Is it based on a regular occurrence, or do you just take money out of the business when you have to pay your rent? I know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you're correct about yes. I take the money out of the business and pay the rent.
For so sure. You don't know how much you make, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fix that.
Yes.
Because how are we going to track like what's being like? I pay myself on a salary. Now I have bookkeepers and. You know, I got all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But until you get to that level, stop doing that.
Yeah.
You need to figure out how much it costs you to live and put yourself on payroll just how you put your employee on payroll.
Right.
Because otherwise, as you start bringing more people on, it becomes even more complicated and you'll start losing money and you'll have no idea. So these, you're not selling for $20 and it costs you $6. I don't know what that number is, but it's not $6. And I'd imagine you're probably not getting the whole 20 on average.
Mm, on average, it's 18.
18?
Mm-hmm.
I would really be curious to know if your product cost is closer to like $12.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's $6 a jar. And how many jars do you sell a week about or a month?
I'm doing.
You just don't know, huh?
Correct.
It's okay.
But I can check.
Let's check.
Okay.
And is that, obviously, that one product is what percentage of your sales? Most of it?
The CMOS gels, yes.
Yeah.
I have 7 different SKUs.
And the CMOS gels is like 90% or is it like
I'll say 50%? 90%.
About 90%?
Mm-hmm.
Which me and you produce the other ones.
Yes.
Often?
Mm-hmm. Weekly.
Do you ever throw any away?
No.
You never have any waste?
Well, you can't say never, but yes, but I'll utilize it. I'll freeze it, and I will use those for my online shipping orders because I use a frozen CMOS gel so it can stay cold and ice packs in an insulated bag and then ship it out. So I try to minimize my waste.
So if you make some CMOS and it doesn't sell, you freeze it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. This when the stores receive the CMOS, it sells out.
Yes.
And they place a new order. I'm saying if I have extra CMOS that my employee make and we might have like two left over from him making the store order, I'll put those in the freezer. And then
two what left over?
Like two CMOS gels left over after he makes them.
The 16-ounce jars, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
So there's, let's say you have the 16-ounce jar. Let's say he makes a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying every time he makes a bunch, there's only a maximum of 32 ounces being wasted? That's hard to believe unless my man risk game is crazy. He understands, mm-hmm. like, who was that? He's like, yo, I can eyeball the Jeezy. Like, unless he, I don't know.
Well, if there's, so say if I receive a pound of CMOS, right? Mm-hmm. I know that 1 pound of CMOS can make me 3 cases. So the stores have to order a minimum of 1 case.
Yep.
So I do have it really down packed. So if a store order, let's say 12 cases, we know we need 3, 6, 9, 12. You need to put 4 pounds of CMOS on. So it could leave 1 or 2 jars left over.
Okay, so you only make it according to what they're looking for.
Exactly, yes.
And if there's a little bit left over, then you just freeze that, and then you'll use that for the online orders.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
It wouldn't make me want to order online because... Mm-hmm. It's not going to be the same quality of freezing and unfreezing and then packaging it up and mm-hmm. shipping it out.
But it's still the same quality and I don't have any complaints.
It's not.
Close to it.
Well, you're not doing a lot of online orders, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you are doing a lot of in-store orders, which means the in-store orders are selling and people are getting a good product. Your online orders are not selling mm-hmm. or people buy them and say, well, I don't want this again.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they're getting like the thawed out CMOS?
To a degree, but not all of them are thawed out. So if I have no inventory left in the freezer, right? Because it's only 1 or 2 jars that's being left over, if there is any, because we have it really down to a system where I know how many pounds of CMOS you need to put on.
Yeah.
Per order, right? So if I have 1 or 2 left over, yes, I will freeze it. But no matter what, shipping orders, I have to freeze it. It has to stay cold.
Right.
So that's really, you know.
But I'm saying, if you're going to take online orders, you're selling what? Capsules and mm-hmm. all kind of other stuff, right?
Yes.
So if you freeze it, to be able to sell that, we have to unfreeze it, thaw it out, then put it in a capsule, and then freeze it again to ship that out?
Hold on, wait. Why you say freeze it and then put it into a capsule?
Because... Okay, he makes a bunch of CMOS, right?
Yes.
And then the extra CMOS gets left over, and we freeze that, correct?
Yes.
What about the other 6 items? The capsules or mm-hmm. the gummies or whatever
that
you're making
that don't need to
with
be refrigerated or frozen. Those are shelf-stable. So the CMOS gels are the only ones that's perishable and need refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way you can ship CMOS is using dry ice, which would freeze the product,
yep.
using ice packs, but you have run a risk of your products molding quicker, right? And an insulated bag.
Got it.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered why people aren't ordering online?
Well, no, I do have people ordering online.
I mean, how many?
How many? That's a good question.
How many orders last? How much did we make online last month?
Well, so my online ordering, yes, it's not doing the best. I don't really market online. So if people are ordering online, it's from word of mouth. Or
okay. So my I'll ask again.
Yes.
The question is, have you considered why people aren't ordering online?
No.
You don't want to go online?
Well, I do, but online still presents challenges. Although, yes, I make 100% of the jar price, right? I get the total amount.
Yep.
But there's still other risks that come with ordering online versus being in store. There's an abundance amount of people coming in and out of the store every day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then, two, I also get to still go in there and educate the customers on the product while I'm in that store. So they get the customer education. Now they're getting the owner vibe. So they connect in all the pieces and they really fall in love with the brand. And another thing, I don't have to pay for marketing, right? So if people go in there and they like my product, they're going to get it and they're going
to
come back.
You do have to pay for marketing.
For a store?
Yeah.
No, I mean that since my product is on the shelf, when people are coming in there looking for CMOS, these are their options.
And you are there and you are telling people about your product, meaning you have to pay for marketing with your time.
Yes.
For you to make this profit of $6,
$7. To a degree, though, but I haven't been doing demos.
That's what you just told me.
I'm saying at the beginning, yes. But now my products fly off the shelf. I haven't done a demo. And
fly off the shelf.
They do.
How often do these stores
order?
Like, for
instance, with one store, they get about 144 jars a week.
Oh, wow.
And that's pretty good.
It's lit.
That's pretty good.
144 a week.
Yes.
That's a really good idea. Do they have any other competitors or no?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a total of 5 different CMOS companies.
And you the one that's going crazy?
Yes.
Or do all of them do well?
I'm not really sure about other people outside of what the managers tell me. Like, your stuff sells. People are looking for it. You need to bring it in here weekly. Because originally I was going every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they like, no, we need this every week. Because when you come here, it's all gone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
If we are doing 144 jars every single week, you know you have to make some every single week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means we could be going a little harder and we don't have the same challenges. It's just I ship out my online orders whenever I ship out whenever I'm packing up this other order. But you just don't want to go online?
No, it's not that I don't want to. I just don't focus on it. I focus on going into stores more than online orders.
How long you been doing it?
Since 2019.
2019, 5 years, we got 8 stores.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say focused on going into stores, what do you mean?
Meaning that when I started out my business, I wasn't promoting my products online.
Talking about today.
Well, right now, what are you, so?
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Question today, again. We have yes. eight stores. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got these eight stores mm-hmm. in 5 years. And not all of them are making money, right?
What do you mean?
Like every store, they're not like flying off the shelves like that.
Well, I have the best-selling products in the stores.
In every single one of the stores? Mm-hmm. Okay. How long have you had these eight stores?
They've been pretty consistent. I think I added Pro Health, All-in-One Vitamin. I think I added, what, three stores last year? And then ever since then, the same stores I've been in since 2020, I've been in the same stores. Yes, okay. Since 2020.
Say that one more time.
Okay.
Three stores since 2023.
Yes.
Early or late 2023?
Middle, like summer.
So like June, July. Mm-hmm. You've added the three stores. Mm-hmm. Which means since June or July, we haven't been focused on, because we're almost a year later and we haven't added any other stores. Mm-hmm. So you're saying my focus is getting in the stores, but you're really only focused on servicing the stores that you're already in. Mm-hmm. So that's the disconnect that mm-hmm. I'm seeing, because you're not focused on getting in stores. Mm-hmm. If you were focused on getting stores, you'd be getting in stores. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes, I
can agree. So almost a year, we haven't gotten into another store. So you got to give me a better reason why you're not focusing online.
Well, I'm just saying that the thing I prioritize over marketing online right now is just being in stores.
You're prioritizing being in a store when you're already in the store. Mm-hmm. That doesn't
Meaning
make any
that
sense.
I'm just making sure that all I'm being more efficient. So they say you can either go wider or you can go deeper.
Yes.
Right? My goal is to go deeper. So yes, mm-hmm. going online has advantages, but my goal is to go deeper, making sure I have all the systems and everything in place. Mm-hmm. So I maintain these stores and I'm being the most efficient and effective in these stores. So then when I do branch off, and now I'm like, okay, now I'm ready for online because I have everything as far as the system together for the stores I'm in. Now I can mm-hmm. expand and get better.
What's the biggest issue with your system right now?
Right now it's just employees. I'm trying, like I say, the concept is I have one Randy manufactures my products, so he pretty much make all of the CMOS gels, beverages. He's the manager. He's mm-hmm. been with me for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I hired another lady in to come in and assist him, so he's not doing everything by himself. So So she'll help with assisting him in the kitchen, and then she do my deliveries. She drop off the order. So now I don't have to drop off orders. Now I don't have to make the product. And then Kroger filled in my, I don't have to go to the store now and try to get the juice and the water and the this and the that. Mm-hmm. Kroger delivery handle that. So I'm just keep working on my processes to make sure it gets better and better. So now my biggest challenge is hiring somebody to do the brand ambassadoring. So they go in the stores and they offer demos. Mm. Yes.
Got it. Okay. So but it seems like you have a good system. Mm-hmm. So you're saying to get another store would be too strenuous right now.
No, I wouldn't say that, but my focus is building the system where I'm maxing out 100% in the stores I'm in.
This is super smart. Mm-hmm. It's a smart idea mm-hmm. to make sure the systems are right. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, I don't know if you're focusing every single day on making sure the system is right, especially when the system is right. Mm-hmm. And you're giving me some sort of reason why you don't want to go get another store when I just said, if you added another store, would it break the system? No, we got the system. We can add another store. We're good. Mm-hmm. Or if I were going to like do more marketing and promotion online, it wouldn't break the system. Mm-hmm. An activity that breaks the system, then I'm like, oh, well, yeah, you need to make sure you plug the holes in your system. But you're saying you don't really have any. Mm-hmm. But you if just want to make sure mm-hmm. that the customers still buy, which I get that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do that. Just go into a store, just make your little rounds, and then just pick a day and then go to, I don't know how many you got in Detroit. How many you got in Detroit?
Three
in Detroit, five here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You can make your little rounds. Not your little rounds. They're big rounds.
Thank you.
You can make your rounds, but there's some reason. And the only reason I'm pressing this issue mm-hmm. is because there's a lot of people that are afraid to get to the next level, and there's nothing stopping them from getting to the next level but mm-hmm. them. I want to go get another order that can another store that can just fall in line with the system that we have, but let me run back and focus on my systems, and I'll focus on my systems for the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with focusing on the systems if something is broken, but you're saying it's clicking. We good.
Yeah, it's flowing. It's flowing, and it's working. The last piece to the puzzle is the brand ambassador, getting somebody into stores to do the demos. So that's consistent. And then it's like, so when I go to the next store, I can present them the system too. Hey, this is what we do. This is our delivery time. Everything is in order. So my sale is better because CMOS had a boom and it was trending and it was popular. There was a lot of companies selling CMOS.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out, well, what makes me different as a business owner? I have went to stores and showed them my product and everything, and I would hear some feedback. Some CMOS gel companies don't deliver on time. They're slow. So I want to make sure that when I show up and I get in the store, that everything is efficient, because that would make me different as far as a business owner to business owner. Because they can buy CMOS. It's available everywhere, you know.
But you're saying that's not a problem right now.
Well, right? I'm saying that there's only one more piece to the puzzle.
And that's the brand ambassador.
Yes.
The person that goes into the store. So tell me what they're doing in this demo.
They're offering samples of the product and educating the customers.
And I'm sorry, in the stores that you're already in, correct?
Yes.
So they go into the stores, you got a display, mm-hmm. they go in there and offer samples to the potential customers.
Yes.
Okay. You got to hire somebody to do that. Mm-hmm. How much are you going to pay them?
Hey, I don't know if that's been a challenge, but I was going to do $50 a day, and they work for 3.5 hours.
$50 a day, mm-hmm. 3.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Going to every store, or 3 hours in that one store?
3 hours in that one store, and then it's a weekend job, it's part-time, and they'll have, that's the goal, to have them book from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they go in the stores and offer samples.
Including your salary, and I don't even want to guess, but you don't know how much profit margin you have in this.
Les, I will agree with that, because you might be correct about me not knowing my actual product cost, so that can also affect my profit margin.
Right. So if we add this brand ambassador, and let's say we're going to charge $50 a day, mm-hmm. well, if we go in there and let's say they spend 3 hours there, how many bottles you think they're going to sell?
I'm not really sure.
We need to have an educated guess, though.
Yeah. I would probably say 10.
10, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for instance, you pay them $50 a day. Mm-hmm. That means you're paying them $50 a jar, which means you are making nothing.
Wait, break it down.
Let's say, for instance, out of this $20 or $18, it costs us $6, but let's say it's another $6 in expenses that we don't see. The packer, the shipper, the venue where you got to mix it, the little bit of loss, the systems, I don't know, if you're doing emails, whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's another $6. And we have a profit of $6 per jar. If that person goes in to make sales and you have to pay that person $50 to make 10 sales, that means you make $10. Because you're paying this person most of the profit for all the sales that they make.
Mm-hmm. And the goal isn't to sell. The goal is to educate and have the people try, because the thing about CMOS, they're going to come back if they like it and if they get the benefits.
Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on a couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there, even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere from the app. Enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. It's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY video lock. Search Eufy video lock. That's EUFY video lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY video lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So yes, up front, that day, yes, there's a loss, but the goal is to retain the customer so they keep coming back.
Okay. That's how you answer that question. Listen, when I push back and you hear it, that's how you answer it. I like that. Long term.
Yes.
Okay. What if they continue to not sell 10? Or how are you going to find somebody to work for $50 a day when they could Uber or Lyft?
Yes, that's the challenge.
And do you think, let me ask you this question, do you think throwing resources at that would be the best way to go about it?
What do you mean by resources?
I mean, you're throwing resources at a person to go in there and make sales. You might lose up front.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the best strategy for right now? You said the missing piece is having a brand ambassador to go into this one store and make some sales. You think that's your very next step?
Yeah. Well, and you have to remember it's more than just sales, right? They're also getting customer feedback. They also get a marketing material to put on social media or to put on the website. So it's
so they're doubling as a social media manager.
Yes, because okay. That's one of the. I mean, that's one of the the part of the role. That's part of the role. Yes.
What's all in this role? Just out of curiosity.
Set up, breakdown. So they go in there, they have everything they need, the tablecloth, cooler, et cetera. They set up, and then obviously attract customers.
Set up is how long you think?
I would say less than, like probably 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a big.
So just a table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Table, chair, tablecloth, the materials you put on the table.
Good.
So 5 minutes for that. After setup, then it's all about engaging the customers, the potential customers, to come to the table and try the CMOS. And then that's when they typically do the reaction video. Hey, do you mind if I record you trying the CMOS? And then they pull out the phone.
Okay, so the social. Okay, I like where you're going now. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's the person sit there. Hey, you try some. They tell you they sold 10 when they really sold 4. Or didn't do anything at all, or they're sitting there on their phone. Mm-hmm. But you're saying we need
proof.
We need proof.
Yes.
I'm with you on that. Okay. $50 a day for a social media manager, doubling as, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been trying to find the right person?
Say it again.
Have you been trying to find the right person?
Yes. On Indeed. But that's it's a hit or miss.
There's going to be a lot of misses there.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would try to find somebody who like really loves the brand and they just don't have any money.
True.
And they can
use
some money.
Then you have transportation problems, right? They can't get back and forth.
Paying somebody $50 a day,
I know.
You're going to have issues.
Yeah. I know. That's why the right person will come.
Will they?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because I'm putting out intentional energy to make sure
once you put out the energy, the right person will come and say, I will work for you for $50 a day working how many days a week?
3 days.
3 days a week. I will do this $600 a month because of the energy that you put out.
Well, not the energy I put out, but it's also in alignment with what they're looking for. Maybe they're looking for a part-time job that pays weekly. And that, you know, that's easy.
You gotta pay them weekly.
That's one of my advantages. So that's my selling point. No, not cash. But
Zelle.
No.
Cash App?
No.
Grandma?
QuickBooks. Yes.
Okay. I don't know if that's the best next step for you.
Okay. What do you think?
What I think is I would probably figure, well, because you have to pay. I was going to say, like, you could run some ads or something like that, but $50 a day, maybe do the same thing, except for it gets in front of more people, because we don't know how many people are going to this health food store. We don't know how many people, even when we talk to them, that they even care.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I don't know. Or I would have that person putting up a certain amount of content every day that includes testimonials. So a part of their job is just figuring out a way to get this done. I don't care if it's in the store or in the streets, because if that turns into an online order, then I get to keep most of it. Mm-hmm. But you're saying you don't want to go on online because you don't have that system down. But you're online, mm-hmm. you're taking care of the customers, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just where I'm just super confused mm-hmm. on what your objective is. I don't know if the brand ambassador is the next step to blow your business up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never said to blow my business up. I said to create a system that's well-rounded and making sure everything is together. But
here's my system.
Yes.
If you have a really good product, mm-hmm. you find somebody, if they need a part-time job and they're receiving the energy from the brand, their job would be to get some product placements and pay them a bunch of money up front.
Okay.
So the average store orders how much?
As far as jars?
Yeah.
I don't have an average right now.
What's the most in a store? First order. What's the most someone's ever ordered?
The $144 a week.
Say it here.
144 jars weekly.
144 jars. So they come in and say, yo, let me get 144 jars up front, mm-hmm. which is that times 18. How much is that?
Which is that what's all 18 is the jar cost.
No, it's not the jar cost. It's, well, how much well, it costs
it's
them.
Well, it's the, yeah, I get you.
So 18 times 144, how much is that?
$2,592.
So we got about $2,600. Mm-hmm. Let's multiply that by 0.3. Let's just say you got 30% profit margins.
Mm-hmm. $780.
$780. You'll profit $780. If I'm you, mm-hmm. I pay out 100% commission. Mm-hmm. So they can go in there and dance in a store and make $50 for mm-hmm. that, or they can land a client with a product that's been proven to sell, and they come back and say, yo, we got $2,600, give me my $780. You don't make any profit up front, but the next time they order, you make another $780. You make another $780. And that will keep that person going if what you're saying is true, meaning you have the systems to be able to add another store. The only thing we're doing differently is we're making more mm-hmm. and we're giving our distributor a bigger order to go to this store, that store, like that.
Got it.
That's where I would go with it, especially mm-hmm. if you're afraid of the online thing. Not afraid in a negative way, but mm-hmm. you think that focusing on online would crash it. I'm using your own words of you saying, mm-hmm. I'm focused on mm-hmm. making sure I get these store accounts. Mm-hmm. Let's get the store accounts
right.
and then take care of them. And tell the person that you gave that upfront commission, hey, you serviced this client and there's some other incentive. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get a small percentage of every single order. And they start building a book of business. And then guess what? They go in there and dance in the stores anyway for you. Not dance.
I get what you're saying.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But you are going to have a hard time paying someone $17, $18 an hour for 3 days mm-hmm. when they can go on Lyft and make that.
Yes. But there's, like I say, there's advantages and disadvantages with everything.
There's a lot of disadvantages to that.
Yes. Even with like Lyft and the car. Somebody might not have a car. They might want to do Lyft, but they can't. So they looking in at Indeed and looking.
How are they going to get to the store, Brittany?
Well, no, you can still have a running car, but it might not be Lyft ready. You get what I'm saying? Like, because Lyft is a lot of driving back and forth every
day. Is someone going to get in their car, put some gas in a tank, mm-hmm. go to the store, and come back for $18 an hour? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard to find somebody to. Mm-hmm. to make $150 a week yeah. to make this a priority. And you're going to tell the store, hey, we're going to come in on Thursday. And they're going to call you and say, oh, I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. And
they're
that's
not
what,
really sick.
Yeah.
They're just not coming in.
Or they just don't show up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What too?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm trying to find the advantages, like, oh, what's more to, like I say, like weekly pay or this or that, but it's really still not getting any momentum. People will apply, set an interview time, but don't show up.
Yeah. So you're willing to pay some money to somebody to maintain old money when really, I mean, they were probably going to order from you anyway. And if the person likes it, they're going to buy anyway. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go get some new money. Go to another store where you get a whole nother group of people to see your products. And show another store owner that you can that this stuff sells.
I agree.
Yeah, that $50 is a bad strategy.
Okay.
So let's set up a... But just to be clear, you're good on the system where if you add 12 stores as opposed to 8, you'll be able to service them flawlessly.
Yes.
Good. So why did you try to feed me that earlier? I got to focus on the systems when the system's right.
Well, like I say, I'm just telling you what I was focused on.
Yeah,
no,
that's
and that's what I was focused on. I didn't
do it in a little voice because it's part of entertainment. No. So you don't really sound like
that. It's okay.
Okay. And so you do this all by yourself? You don't have any business partners?
No, I don't have business partners.
You dating?
Define dating. What is dating? It looks different to everybody.
What does it look like to you?
Dating looks like I'm getting to know someone.
Are you getting to know someone or like you getting to know people or what?
Yeah. I'm getting to know people.
Yes. Oh, yeah. People.
Yeah.
Is there anybody online that would be mad if they're watching this to say, no, I thought it was deeper than that. You be letting them know up front, like, yo, I'm dating other people?
Well, I don't date a lot of people. I don't date other people for real.
You don't date other people for real.
Hold on, wait. Because I don't like to get to know a lot of people, right? So typically if I'm dating, I'm dating one person at a time, but I'm not saying I'm closed off to knowing, getting to know someone else.
I see.
But I'm just not like open, like, hey, yeah, I'm dating you and I'm going out with you. It's like, I'm
intentional
with
it. You got a main situation right now?
A main situation.
Yo, you are sitting here acting like a man. Like, I mean, situation.
No, I don't have a main situation.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's cool.
How does that part of your life affect the business?
It don't.
At all?
Mm-mm. It don't affect it. Okay. Because I have some really good systems in place.
Good.
That allows me free time. So business is still moving with or without me. Actually, too, when I think about it now, the next part of the business that would actually be a really good add-on is the sales part. Mm. So hiring somebody, and this is what, hire somebody basically to call all of the stores because I have a list of, I think, like 500 different stores in this Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina area where if they make the phone calls every day to these stores and offer, say, hey, if you're interested, we can ship out a sample. And then that can also get me in more stores. So, yeah, that was another piece of the puzzle.
I pretty much just said that. But, yes, but just say,
yes,
but just say yeah. Instead of, I'm just giving you a way to structure it to where it's incentivized because unless you're like, there's some sort of incentive, there's no way to grow. And then you find people who don't want to grow. And that's not, it's not good. It's dangerous. So the person that's making the CMOS right now, does he take CMOS? Does he eat
it? I mean, he's not like, he wasn't a healthy person when he applied.
But does he eat CMOS now?
Yes. Like I was like, hey, take one home with you. You know?
And you don't even account for that, do you?
No.
You have no idea how much money you're making. So your homework is you need to go home and go through these numbers, especially when it comes to food and products and stuff like that. You have to know.
Yeah.
You've got to know if that's the main part of your business. So I have apparel. Mm-hmm. And it's not a main part of my business. So when somebody comes, like they got some influence, I just give them apparel. Mm-hmm. I'm not tracking it like that. So Reese could really be taking this stuff and selling it to his friends mm-hmm. out of the back of his Jeep. I wouldn't know.
Right.
I wouldn't know. But then again, that's not the main part of my business. That's not the lifeblood of my business. Mm-hmm. Yo, you don't be taking the shirts and selling them to your friends outside. Okay. Could be lying. For sure. I say that to say, your mans could be out here. Mm-hmm. Because you don't be there. Is he making CMOS right now? He probably at the spot. Still in CMOS.
He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't, would he?
Randy is very loyal, and I make sure I show my appreciation all the time.
How do you show your appreciation?
So bonuses, right? So last year he worked with, like, his 1 year anniversary, I gave him $1,000. His 2nd year anniversary coming up, I'm gonna give him $2,000.
So you're saying because you do that, he's not stealing?
Yeah, because he has integrity. Like, he wouldn't steal.
Everybody who you think has integrity, mm-hmm. you only find out they don't have integrity when you find out they don't have integrity. Mm-hmm. So you don't know if he's stealing, actually.
I don't know.
You're hoping and trusting. Mm-hmm.
That's all you could do.
That's not all you can do. You could have him doing inventory. Mm-hmm. And making sure there's an accounting. So I'm consulting with a company now, and they found out that one of their top selling products was losing them money. Mm-hmm. And they found out that the amount of money they thought they were making from the products, they weren't. Mm-hmm. And we found out there's a whole bunch of waste. But we don't find that out until we find that out. There was a young man that I mentored. Gave him his first opportunity for it. And I'm at my kiosk selling my brand. I gave him an opportunity to be at my kiosk selling his brand too. Mm-hmm. He was stealing. Mm-hmm. It's like my son at that point. Not my son, like a little brother. I would say to, no, come on, he's not stealing. No. Yeah. I didn't help him too much. And he's loyal. And I've known him since he was a child. People steal. Mm-hmm. But as a business owner, I want you to know with confidence that there's no way he could steal, because this is how much I ordered. This is how many jars we should have. This is how many we sent out. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that yet.
Yes.
You need to tighten it up. We don't trust people in business. Mm-hmm. I don't trust anyone in business. Mm-hmm. Trust to a degree. Mm-hmm. I trust you to come to work. I trust you to appear like you operate with integrity, but that's why I don't get disappointed when I find out that I couldn't trust you. Mm. But you only find that out after you find out you can't trust them.
Right.
So go in there and be a different type of boss. Mm-hmm. There needs to be inventory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a formula, like ingredients, like SOPs and stuff?
Yes.
Good. Okay. That was good how you changed the conversation from that dating situation. That was good. This girl is media trained for real. That's good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions?
Any other questions? No.
Okay.
Nothing I can think of.
So what are we going to do after this?
I'm going to focus on, one, inventory. That's really easy to implement.
Yep.
And then finding a salesperson. And incentivizing them.
What you be doing?
What you mean?
Like the other day. So the guy is making the CMOS. Mm-hmm. The other person you said you have, they be doing something else. What you mm-hmm. be doing?
What do I be doing? I make sure everything is running effectively. So I'm emailing the stores I'm in, making sure that they actually pay. They pay up front, but some of them mail their checks because we don't just take cash. So if I receive like, oh, this invoice it's been 2 weeks late, I check in with them. So I'm handling more of the computer stuff. And I have a podcast, so I've ventured into that as well, and focus the energy onto, you know.
You and this energy you be focusing.
Well, my intention, I would say intention.
You have 8 stores.
Yes.
And they all order every single week?
If not every week, every 2 weeks.
So your big activity is making sure they order every 2 weeks. This is a couple things to check on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not emailing them every day, are you?
Are
we spammy?
Well, I wouldn't even say email, but we have like our texts and everything, or I get on a call with them.
I ask, what are you doing to build this business? You tell me you were checking.
We said, what am I doing every day?
Invoices and texting the owners all day?
No, not all day.
That's
also
what you're
a mother too.
Me.
No, you said, what do I do in the day? So these are some of the things I do during my day. As far as the business, I'm focusing. I do more of the computer work, right?
What is the computer work?
That's what I'm saying. Emailing, inventory, making sure
I don't be doing restock. Inventory like that.
No, I do. I do my restocking. So if Randy just texts me, sour
this
sauce.
This ain't
leads,
every day. What you're telling me does not take every day, all day to do. Even in a work window of let's say 9 to 3 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What you're telling me, and then. You go into, I started a podcast.
Well, let me break it down. I have
break
a to-do list, right?
Yeah. So what's your to-do list today?
Okay. It's not a today to-do list. It's a to-do list that I need to get done. So every day I'm checking things off and I'm adding things on. So that's how I do it.
Let me see one of them to-do lists.
Okay. So I got drop off samples to headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Get other CMOS labels created.
Yep.
Drop off samples.
When you say get other CMOS labels created. You create them?
Yes. Well, really, Fiverr. I go through Fiverr.
So someone
now.
Else creates them. You're just saying
I have to do the initiation, like the conversation. This is what I'm looking for.
Also, you want somebody else to design it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I also have to buy and refund some ginger root that I bought some ginger powder, and I got to send that back and exchange that. Make flyers. And
you make the flyers?
Yes. Canva.
Okay.
Yep. And let's see. Yeah. So that's on my to-do list right now.
Reese, you think all that takes? just take a guess. How long would it take? Give me the list again. Give me that same list again.
Okay. I drop off samples to the headquarters.
Drop off samples to the headquarters of what? Headquarters of what?
Huh?
Your headquarters?
No, it's a store. That's
okay.
What I said.
We drop off the samples.
Okay. I get 4 CMOS labels created. I need to get 4 of those created.
Okay. Get 4 of them created. We're talking to the Fiverr people.
Yes. Then I'm dropping off another sample to some Jamaican restaurants.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try to separate it like that. You just take the sample here and then you go there. I know how Uber drivers work. There's one stop. There's like, all right, I'm going to drop it off here and then drop it off here. All right, they next to each other, next door to each other.
Okay.
You're not doing anything to build this business. You're doing everything to maintain the business, but you're not doing anything to build the business.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, my next step is to hire somebody to make the calls, you make the call. You got time.
Mm-hmm.
When you have less time, that's when you use the more money to invest in somebody. I could see if you were like super, you're not busy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're busy doing stuff that doesn't matter.
I'm not super busy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go make the calls. You go to another store. See, I'm the owner. This is what we're doing. This one store orders 144 every single week. They're flying off the shelves. Get this sample.
Mm-hmm.
You do it. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything to build the business.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
But then we'll hide behind, I'm just trying to work the systems. And you don't talk like that, but I'm just using it for entertainment purposes. You're trying to work the system to make sure we got the system to make sure I take care of my cut. No, you're not doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have an amazing product that these stores are obviously loving for their customers because they keep ordering it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't want to do anything that's going to go get more money and build a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm thinking, all right, is the relationship part, are you outside? And that's taking a lot of your time?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Or I know if you got like a you date, who you date? What's your preference?
Men.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you had somebody that was like a old boy to just cash you out, taking care of, so you just do your little print, your little labels. I'm cool. I ain't really got to build it like that. Mm-mm. That's not the case.
Nope.
So what is the case? Why don't you want to work?
Well, it's not that I don't want to work. I just feel like if I have the ability to hire somebody to do it, why not?
You don't have the money to hire somebody right now. Not a body of quality.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we brought in $170,000, 30% of that is it's like $50,000-something that you're probably walking home with.
Mm-hmm.
You got kids.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that you're going to hire somebody is taken out of your household income because you're not going to go get no more money.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the
money. But then
you don't
hire somebody that's going to generate more money.
And you think it works that way. I pay you this and you go get more money.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that. It's I pay you this and then I have to teach you what I've been doing to get money.
Right, but that comes along with the job, training.
100%. But it may take a while for them to be a producer, or you give them the job and you're like, all right, I'm all in, and then they're not performing well. What, do you like fire them 2 months after they don't get the results? While your company is bleeding and while you really need to find somebody else, but you don't want to let them go because this is their livelihood and they're doing their best job.
Mm-hmm.
Would you fire somebody if they're doing their best?
If they still don't meet the standard, yes.
And when?
Mm-hmm.
After a month? 2 months?
I feel like if they feel like they got it and they still messing up, that means you don't have it. So, well, and that can be, I would at least give someone like 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
Yes.
And they're bleeding you of your resources for 2 months. And then you got to hire somebody else to replace that person. And then they don't work out. You know how long it takes to find somebody qualified?
Yeah.
And if they already come qualified, they're going to want more money than you can pay them.
For sure. But I've turned unqualified into qualified.
How long do you think that takes, especially if you're not in the field with your system of going to get the clients anyway? You haven't gotten a new store in a year, which means you're a little rusty on what it's like to go get a client. Now, if you have been going to get the stores, then when somebody comes in, you could teach them to do everything that you just did to go get the stores. Listen, I'm going to get two a month. That's the goal. I do two a month. I'm expecting you to get at least what I'm getting, two a month. But you can't do that because you aren't focused on building a business. You need to go build a business. We don't just throw money at people and hire people. Hiring people is a process.
I agree.
When I hired Reese, what'd you tell him? You said you only shoot or you only edit or something, one of them. You know, I only shoot. That's all I do. And I'm like, but I need somebody to shoot and edit. But Reese said, all right, I mean, just show me what to do. At this time, I had been editing my own videos for a long time. So I can say, all right, well, that's your thing. You only shoot, but here's how you edit. Here's what I like. This is what we're looking for. I have been setting up the whole podcast thing. So I'm like, Reese, this is how he set up. We do these lights behind, then we do these in the front. He's like, oh, cool, got it. But if I was like, hey, Reese, I need you to shoot and edit and set everything up, he'd be like, whoa, okay, and he'll do it his way. And I'm like, no, don't do it that way. Do it. But you don't know how it needs to be done because you don't want to work.
Well, I would say I do know what it takes for the job to be done. I also have SOPs, right? Okay. Because I've been at this position before where I'm like, okay, I want to do this. So I have a sales script. I have the stores already in place. Like I have something to give them to show them, hey, this is how it's done. Just like you had the experience to teach Reese. He didn't know everything. Yep. You were able to train him to your standard of how things should go. So I have those same type of standards also, like literally written down, like training material.
Yes.
So sometimes, and then I have the time to actually pour into the person to make sure they're doing it correctly, you know? And nowadays too, with the sales, and I looked at different softwares that can, you know, manage the calls. You can listen in, you can see how many calls they make a day, things like that. So
in the meantime, go get some money.
Okay.
While you're waiting for this person, because you weren't even looking at this person before the, for this person before this conversation.
So no, I'm so serious. I was.
You were trying to find a brand ambassador to stand in the store for three hours.
No, but I'm saying out of the 5 years I've been in business, I have considered hiring a salesperson.
Let's go make some sales until we find the salesperson.
I agree.
Make the sales, get the money from the sale that you make, and then pay somebody.
I get you. Just get in more stores and go put the work back in.
You did a good job.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're going to like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.